in one way or another. Up and at 'em at 12 past 8 on 5MU. Jenny Lenman back in the studio. Hello.
Hello.
One of the finest news radios this state's ever produced.
Oh,
and
stop
we're
it.
About to be joined by another.
Well, actually, someone who helped get me into radio journalism.
Is that true?
A mentor of mine.
Wow.
We really depend very heavily on wonderful mentors in this industry. And Jane Doyle is her name. I'm sure everyone knows her. After 33 years on Adelaide TV, the news anchor, journo, beloved member of the community, has announced her forthcoming retirement. She's been topping the ratings for the past 22 years. Absolute legend.
Mm-hmm.
And she joins us now. Hi, Jane.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you both?
Oh, really well, thank you. And how are you doing? Thursday night is when you made the announcement. Has it sunk in yet? Have you had lots of well wishes?
I have. I've been very loved, and I've been very grateful for all the love. And lots of people contacting me and saying, "My goodness, has it been that long?" But yes, it has been, and it's time for me to find some new adventures now.
Wow.
So, I've known about it for a long time. I made the decision probably 18 months ago, and it's been one of those little challenges to keep it a secret for the last 12 months when I shared it with my Channel 7 executives. And we've done a very good job, I think, of keeping it pretty quiet until now.
Yes, news has not broken until you broke it yourself.
No, that's right. And that was my aim. I really wanted to tell the audience first because I think, Jenny, I would have told you this over the years. I actually think that whether it's radio like you guys are doing or whether it's television, whatever it is that we invite people to participate with us, it's actually the audience that employs us. The radio station or the television station facilitates it and pays us. But really, unless the audience is prepared to invite you into their homes, you don't have a job. So I wanted to tell the audience first, and I'm very pleased to say that's what I was able to do on Thursday night.
Absolutely, and something that really inspires me as well is the way you defied a phenomenon we often see of older women news anchors being replaced with younger women. How did you go about that? Was that a strategic move, a very deliberate effort over the years?
Look, I'd like to say that it was all my own plotting and planning, but really I do have to give credit to the Seven Network. I'm one of three mature women who have been news presenters for a very long time. My colleague Kay McGrath in Brisbane only retired a year or two ago, and my colleague Susanna Carr in Perth remains on air, and she's a couple of years older than me. So the Seven Network has been really very good and been at the forefront of letting women age appropriately, I would suggest, on television. None of us looks as if we've had our faces remade. And we've all been able to, you know, leave on our own terms. As I say, Kay is still doing some work for the Seven Network, but she's no longer the Monday to Friday news presenter, and that was her choice. And Susanna Carr continues to read in Perth, and that's her choice.
Now, so let's talk about your choice, Jane. The line was to pursue other interests.
Yeah.
Have we got new things in the pipeline?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is take advantage of 33 years and 4 months' worth of long service.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've never had more than 3 months off to have my child, and I worked until the night before he was born and then had 3 months' maternity leave. And apart from, you know, I'm not complaining, I've had very good leave arrangements in terms of annual leave, but apart from that, I haven't taken anything more than, you know, 4 or 6 weeks, which I acknowledge is a very generous leave provision over the summer. But in the early years, that was the only time I could take leave. I wasn't allowed to have leave in the middle of the year. That's changed a bit in recent years. But and we work all public holidays. So as you know, Jen, journalists get 6 weeks a year because we work every public holiday except Christmas Day and Good Friday.
Right.
So I've got lots of interests and travel's one of them, and I haven't been able to pursue that as much as I'd like to. So that's on the agenda first up, and then, yeah, we'll see what else comes up.
Looking forward to seeing Jane Doyle in the Bali braids and Bing Tang T-shirt on Instagram very soon. Very good.
Unlikely.
Unlikely.
Live
news. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll know that there's more flowers and more dogs
and
landscapes than there are photos of me.
Oh, beautiful. You need that because it is a bit stressful sometimes reporting on horrific things. And, you know, being in a fast-paced environment open to spontaneity, breaking news, mistakes, stress and sometimes hilarity. Any memorable moments over the years?
Oh, look, lots of memorable moments. Unfortunately, a lot of them are associated with, you know, unfortunate and tragic news events. I remember I wasn't long at Channel 7 before the NCA bombing happened, and the reality of sitting in an Adelaide street with glass all around and what appeared to be an act of, well, I suppose now we call it an act of terror, but certainly a criminal act in which people died, that was a fair shock to the system, the reality of that. And, of course, there's been lots of live broadcasts and lots of fun along the way. I mean, we have a lot of fun in the commercial breaks.
There is certainly shoes to fill come December.
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine the term icon is something that sits perfectly comfortable with you, Jane, but it's certainly one that is levelled at you. When whoever it is, when Channel 7 makes the announcement of whoever takes your place, they're going to be compared to you. What would you say to them? December 16.
Well, the same as I say to anyone, and I've probably said it to Jenny over the years as well, is I think it's really important, and I think one of the really difficult things for younger members of, young people generally, sorry, if you can hear something growling, that's my two dogs having a play. I'll just move out of the room.
You're not giving them enough attention, Jane.
No, that's the thing. They're just deciding it's playtime. No, back. One of the things that I think is really difficult for young people in our industry now is the level of scrutiny that is applied through social media, and I have to say the level of scrutiny that young people allow themselves to be put under.
Right.
And I think it's really important to row your own boat and not try and be like anyone else. So my advice to my successor, whoever that may be, or successors, is to be themselves and to not get too caught up. When I was first offered the job at Channel 7, a dear colleague of mine, a senior member of the Australian media, who was a mentor of mine, rang me up and congratulated me and said, now, I've got two pieces of advice for you, or one question and one piece of advice. Do you have it? Because anybody who works on television has to have the it factor. And I said, well, I've got no idea. The audience will work that out. And the other piece of advice was don't get bitten by the snake.
Oh.
And what that means is don't believe your own publicity. Don't ever get sucked into believing that you're any more special than the person. In fact, you're not as intrinsic to people's lives as the person who picks up the rubbish each week.
True.
You know, if the Garbos go on strike, then we all face an existential threat from disease.
Yes.
But if newsreaders went on strike, it's not quite so urgent. So don't believe that you're special. You've got a job to do, and get on and do it, and do it your own way. And don't, you know, I get asked a lot whether I was asked to take my glasses off, whether I've ever been told to lose weight, all those things that women succumb to, or women are put under more pressure about, certainly, than men on television. And it's a visual medium, and I've had great support from my long-time makeup hairdresser and stylist, Suzanne Chanstrom, to, you know, subtly evolve my look on television. But at the end of the day, you've got to be real. And, you know, I think young people and young women in particular in the media put themselves under a great deal of pressure and put themselves at a great deal of risk for their mental health by being constantly posting, you know, and constantly expecting and creating an expectation that they're always going to look fabulous and glamorous. And if you could see me now, I look far from that. I've just come back from the gym. My hair's a mess, and that's my real life. Oh. You know, what I do on television is my job.
Well, your dogs think you look beautiful.
Oh, my dogs are very forgiving.
Well, you've had it for 33 years, Jane, and some more when the cameras go off too. Thank you so much for picking up the phone and chatting with us today. All the best with whatever it is, whether it's barley braids or not, and no doubt we'll see you on screens in 2023 in some capacity at some point.
Yeah.
Well, you'll certainly see me for the next 4 weeks. So I think December the 16th, the Thursday night, that's my last night, will be a difficult one.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great fun 4 weeks. And I've really enjoyed this year because I've had the chance, knowing that I was leaving, I've had the chance to relish every opportunity and every sort of final. You know, I love live TV, and during the last federal and state elections has just been, I've been able to relish that, knowing that they were the last opportunity. So it's going to be a great last month. I look forward to seeing you all.
We look forward to seeing you too, Jane. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time this morning. That's Jane Doyle, ladies and gentlemen.
That was beautiful.
You, yeah. As you mentioned, I just hung up on Jane Doyle. That's what I did. I just hung up
That's
on
okay.
her.
That's okay. She's expecting it.
Great. You, I mean, wouldn't be here without people like Jane.
Absolutely. She, I was having my own little existential crisis, as one does around the university time. Mm-hmm. And I finished uni, communication degree. I was like, what the heck am I doing?
Right. And he said, oh, I'll go and tell bum jokes in between news stories on regional radio. Great.
Yeah. So, no, she helped me get in at the at 5AA, do a brekkie, what do you call it, an internship with Pilco and Keith Conlon.
Nice.
Which was awesome. That's where I got my start.
Jenny, thank you.
Yeah,
thanks
thank
for teeing
you.
That up. That was lovely.
Oh, no worries at all.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jane Doyle, if we can all just not blow anything up, rob anything, have a massive scandal, do anything untoward on December 16th so we can all just celebrate Jane, that'd be great.
Absolutely.
Please. Thank you. We'll talk later. Jenny's back in 7 minutes with the 8:30 local news.
Text 0417 06